Here are today's top stories. The Supreme Court ruled that restrictions on abortion in the state of Texas were too much. It's the first time the court has ruled on the abortion issue in over a decade. Critics are upset, saying the court should stay out of the state's business. Whereas women are like, yeah, stay out of the state's business. That's what we should be doing. Hillary Clinton campaigned in Ohio with Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, causing Democrats everywhere to fan themselves. It's so hot in here. So much periwinkle up on that stage. They spent about an hour on stage together, and then Clinton took off for Chicago, where we didn't get Elizabeth Warren. We got Michelle Williams from Destiny's Child. That's the short one, right? All right, we'll take it. Yeah, I like Destiny's Child. I'm impressed. Still some market fallout surrounding the big Brexit move at the end of last week. The good news for the U.S. consumer, this is the time to book a trip to the U.K. Are you thinking what I'm thinking? Download Road Trip. Let's plan a weekend to go and buy all the Walker shortbread we can and see where Morrissey lives. That and a tour of all the London EDM clubs. No, not BDM clubs, EDM. I know it's BDSM, but we're not doing any of the S stuff. Speaking of markets, the junk bond market's heating up. The city wants to buy the CPS debt because, you know, that's how money works. You just keep moving debt around till you die. So the city has a better rating than its schools. So to help out the schools, the city wants to take on the debt. It's kind of like when you pull a hammy on one leg and then the other leg starts to hurt because you changed the way you walk. Yeah, that's Chicago. Purdue Chicken has announced it will drastically change the way it raises its animals. When asked for more specifics, Purdue was like, the chickens are going to go stay with their grandparents? A new nature study says that just like humans, chimpanzees lose friends when they get older. But do chimps unfriend on social media? Do they get mad at their friend for not saying happy birthday enough? Forget evolution. The true difference between our species, social media etiquette. In weather, what a hot weekend. So hot today. Hot again. Tomorrow, not so hot. In sports, the Cubs lost 3 of 4 this weekend from the Miami Marlins. Who? Too much Crockett, not enough Tubbs. No matter, the Cubs are still 9 up in the NL Central, but the San Francisco Giants have been on a tear, and they're only 1 game behind the Cubs for the best record in the NL, which means nothing in June, but I thought I'd tell you. Also, right now, with about a week to go, the Cubs have their entire infield leading All-Star voting. Yep, so you can see an NL All-Star team that has Bryant, Russell, Zobrist, and Rizzo backing up Jake Arrieta on the mound. Wow, that's kind of boring. What, couldn't vote for one Padre? We're just looking for one Padre. Arrieta goes tonight against Cincy. On the South Side, the one-man wrecking crew continued yesterday as Chris Sale won his 13th game of the year. He's got 13 wins already. He's looking down the barrel of 15 by the All-Star break, and of course, the starting nod in that game. Wow, that's going to be something going against all those Cubs. Quietly, the Sox won 2 of 3 from the Blue Jays, although blowing that one loss late on Saturday. Still, 7 games back to the Indians. Come on. New Bulls rookie Denzel Valentine took no time to turn heads at the UC by choosing number 45 as his jersey. Number 45, of course, was the number Jordan used when he returned from retirement. It's considered an unlucky number with Bulls fans, but then again, no, it's not. I've never heard that. If that kid plays anything remotely close to the Jordan who came back, I'll take it. I mean, I know Jordan was rusty, but he still put like 50 up against the Knicks, right? I don't see Etuan Moore putting 50 up against the Knicks. Also, Jimmy Butler was named to the U.S. Olympic team, so have no fear, Chicago Bulls fans. Jimmy will be playing all summer long. So we'll remember that when it's Christmas and he's like, I don't know, my legs, they're just tired. Need a couple days with my cool suit on the bench. And finally tonight, a new study says that Naperville is the safest city in the country to raise children. So that's where Purdue is going to move their chickens. That's the carryout for Monday, June 27th. I threw a couple wet naps in the bag for you just because you look like a sloppy eater. No offense.